Supporters of President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party and opposition Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, were in high spirits outside the venue where it was sealed on September 15.
It's positive. As far as I'm concerned, any type of agreement, you know, is a step forward for a new beginning, rebuilding the nation, putting the past behind us, and working together.
A ruling ZANU-PF party supporter said he did not mind President Robert Mugabe ceding some of his power to Mr. Tsvangirai.
I think he's giving them his power so that they can make a deal together so the country can prosper.
But as the talks to form a government drag on and life gets harder by the day in Zimbabwe, people are beginning to feel that September 15th might have been a false dawn.
I had hope when they agreed to meet and discuss issues, but as for now, I no longer have any hope.
People now are even more angry, and they're even thinking that there should be elections so that they can elect a new government which will able to deliver.
Despite their suffering, most of those VOA spoke to say Mr. Mugabe should not have unilaterally allocated all the key ministries to his party. They say Mr. Tsvangirai should stand his ground, especially on the heavily contested Ministry of Finance.
Mugabe doesn't have international friendship. If he gets those ministries, we are not going to get any change here in Zimbabwe. So I think that's a proper decision that Tsvangirai is making.
Finance has to go to MDC because ZANU has proved that they cannot control, like, the money sector. It's abuse, corruption by ministers, and Gono, as our governor, is the number one culprit.
While the parties have been blaming each other for the failure to agree on cabinet posts, this elderly Zimbabwean says it is the people around Mr. Mugabe who are sabotaging the deal. I do not think the president has a problem. The problem is some of his colleagues who do not want to leave their ministries. These are the people who are hindering progress. The people may be getting a bit pessimistic about the deal working out, but an opposition MDC official who spoke to VOA on condition of anonymity sounded cautiously optimistic. The government-controlled Herald Daily newspaper also spoke of progress on the first day of the talks to break the deadlock chaired by mediator Thabo Mbeki, the former South African president. Tendai Maphosa for VOA News, Harare.